The following hour is brought to you by MidasResources.com. Call Midas today to protect your future at 1-800-686-2237.
Free Talk Live. We're launching into the third hour of the program. You can take control toll free here. And if you've signed the social contract, we would love to know what the terms are. Give us a call and let us know, because nobody in this studio has ever seen it. The toll free number is 855-450-FREE. But from what we can discern, the terms are actually fairly simple. They are, you do as we say, we being the people calling themselves the state or city.
The administrators of the social contract.
You do as we say, or else we do whatever we want to you. That's pretty much how it works, as I understand.
I think that's pretty accurate.
So you can share your thoughts here. We still haven't gone through the full piece on the contract here from kcresearch.com, where Paul Rosenberg is saying that it is a fraud, and anyone enforcing it is acting criminally. Because, first of all, it's not a contract, and he's kind of going through the different aspects of contracts and why it is a social contract, this supposed agreement between you and the government, that there's no evidence actually exists, why it's not actually, in point of fact, a contract, that it's you have to be competent in order to sign a contract. And the claim about the social contract is you've been subject to it since birth. So clearly you weren't competent to engage in or to enter in the contract.
I never learned about this before delving into, like, libertarian theory. Why? Where do people learn about the social contract to start with? Is this a class
college
I missed in school or something?
No, I'm sure that I had it mentioned in high school, but I'll bet you college is where it really gets...
There was, like, a time when the teacher put on the board, okay, social contract.
I don't remember that either. It didn't come across my purview until I started doing things that the people in the state didn't like, and then at some point someone told me that there's a social contract that justifies it.
That's sort of how it came up, and I wonder how everyone got on the same page about this thing if there's no, like, class about it.
Well, it's more of like an excuse that the intellectuals can use once someone starts to think for themselves.
Oh, it's a social contract.
You don't understand. You can't step out of line. You're contracted to behave.
Yeah.
Whereas most people will behave because they've been, you know, doing the Pledge of Allegiance obediently, told to do what the police say, and, you know, all this time they've been inside the government indoctrination system. So most people aren't trouble. They're not a problem, and they don't even have to be told about the social contract. They're just obedient enough to where they don't need to know about the idea.
So, but it seems to stem from academia, though. This is where it gets most of its justification. It's
not, I think,
like,
so.
Okay. All right.
So let me continue here with the story from kcresearch.com. And, again, you're welcome to comment toll-free at 855-450-FREE or via Skype. Skype username here is lrn.fm. So it fails on the competence point in that children purportedly cannot contract. And so, therefore, if you're an infant and you're purportedly getting into the social contract, then that doesn't make sense. It's also not a voluntary agreement because contracts must be agreed to. The social contract fails on this point as well, considering you are entering into it under duress. And that's the next point, that a contract must be agreed to without duress, that is, without the threat of harm. The standard objection to my agreement point above is that people agree to the social contract by their actions. If you use anything provided by a government, you are automatically agreeing to the entire social contract. This line of argument fails in several ways. Entrapment, for starters, following by being informed. But the largest issue in my mind is that of duress. To get out of the social contract, we are told, we must leave the ruler's territory. That places the ruler's rights above our own as a starting point, which voids any semblance of equal justice. But I'll pass up that discussion for today. Leaving the ruler's territory means spending large amounts of money, a tremendous amount of time to make arrangements, leaving our jobs behind, leaving all our friends behind, and leaving our entire families behind.
And they don't always give you permission to do it.
That's true. If you can't afford the leaving fee, you're stuck. In other words, we can only escape the social contract.
The social contract sounds a lot like a safety dance, because you have to leave your friends behind.
In other words, we can only escape the social contract by undertaking difficult, expensive, and heartbreaking actions. Imagine a Fuller brush salesman coming to your door and offering you an assortment of brushes for $30. Then, when you politely decline, he pulls out a gun and says, "No, if you don't want the deal, you have to abandon your house. Either pay me or leave."
And this is really what goes on. So there are all kinds of schools in your town, your municipality. Many of those schools ask you to voluntarily send your kid there or to attend there or whatever. And a few of them say, if you don't fund us, we will take your house away. this is exactly what he's talking about. Yeah. Now, you know, you can claim that the government has, that we the people have an obligation to the children, if that's what you wish. However, what you can't claim is, you'd be hard-pressed to claim that the public school system's a good system for administering that. Mm. If you want a means-based, by that I mean, you know, you want poor people, a means-based scholarship program, let's talk about a means-based scholarship program. Don't talk to me about middle-class government welfare babysitting services that we call public schools.
Is the salesman's demand criminal in this case?
Yes.
If so, the social contract is criminal as well. Both seek to secure agreements by using duress. Verdict. The social contract fails both legally and on the grounds of cruelty. Next point, undue influence. Undue influence involves one person taking advantage of a position of power over another person.
Yep.
Clearly, this applies to the social contract. First, we are compelled to attend schools run by the other party to the contract. These institutions teach us that the social contract is the way of the world, and that any competing ideas would be crazy. And we are held in their classrooms 5 or more hours per day, more like 8 hours when I went to school, beginning at 5 years old and running until adulthood. If nothing else, consider the daily Pledge of Allegiance and try to count the number of times you were made to recite it. On top of that, the other party employs legions of armed men and authorizes them to violently subdue those who oppose them and their rules. If these things are not undue influence, then nothing is. You can't indoctrinate the other party, hold a sword to his throat, force him to sign, and still call it a contract. Verdict, the social contract fails here as well. And finally, mutuality of obligation. With no mutuality of obligation, there can be no contract. If the other side of the contract is not meeting their obligations, there must be recourse. After the U.S. government failed to protect New Yorkers on 9/11, all 8 million of them should have been entitled to a refund. Clearly, the other side of the deal failed to meet their obligations. That, of course, didn't happen. The loss of their rights only got worse. And then we have the doctrine of sovereign immunity, which removes all the most serious consequences from the other side of the deal. There is no mutuality of obligation in the social contract. Therefore, it's not a contract, meaning that you're obligated to do everything they say, but they're not even keeping their side of the so-called bargain with the whole we're going to protect you thing. Like, because that's supposedly the deal, is they're going to protect you in return for you doing what they say. So what do you get? What do they... You get whatever offer. They feel like giving you at any given moment. And they will do certain things in order to maintain the appearance of legitimacy. That's why the police will arrest some people from time to time for actually committing crimes. I mean, they're out there. They want people to think that there's legitimacy to this.
They take over legitimate services offered by that are offered in the marketplace at some point, and
like the roads.
Well, the roads
or catching murderers. That's an important
one.
Well,
roads were originally owned privately here in the United States. I mean, that was the way it was. People made roads and charged tolls for them.
Subways too. Subways did a great job privately.
Absolutely. Garbage pickup services. I'm sure that they had I know they had private garbage pickup services that got socialized, as it were. Power delivery.
For the common good, Mark.
All these things.
Right, so they take these things over.
And then they say, look, see, we're magnanimous. Now, of course, they tend to charge more. They tend to give worse customer service. But it's been done this way for so long that they say, well, what about the roads?
Sure.
They say, look, without us, you wouldn't have these things that they took from the private market in the first place. Charities, too. Because now many people feel that they have given everything they need to give to charity simply because they pay their taxes.
Mm.
And
this
is
dangerous.
It's ludicrous. I mean, obviously, there's poor people all over the place.
Not just that. It's that the money that they would be giving, they're giving so much more money to government, and it's being wasted if they would just withhold it and give it to those charities.
That's the truth of any organization that's run privately over a public organization, is it's going to be more efficient.
Mm-hmm.
Well, the aura of legitimacy is so effective. They've got the government schools that indoctrinate, as this article points out. They've got parades. They've got all kinds of things that, that indoctrinate people.
Songs.
But also, they've got decades as well.
I'd like to point out that I'm a fireman, so I see a lot of news stuff.
Oh, you get parades, too.
The stuff goes by in the Facebook feed of the firemen, right? And some firemen died recently. And, I know that these guys do go into harm's way. There's no doubt about it.
Mm-hmm.
But they're doing their job. They get paid reasonably well. They get 20 years to retirement. And, look... nobody has a parade for advertising executives or cameramen or talk show hosts when they get killed in the line of duty.
Let's come back with more with your thoughts. Welcome here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. It's Free Talk Live.
A powerful weight loss supplement is being given out to listeners in this area on a strict first-come, first-served basis. You must be between the ages of 25 and 65 and need to lose at least 30 pounds. Please call now only if you qualify. 1-800-409-5432. This product can cause dramatic weight loss, so supplies are limited. It's called Final Trim. Take two capsules just once a day as directed, and you can experience maximum weight loss. Pounds in days. It uses natural ingredients, making it healthy and safe. If your weight loss with Final Trim is too dramatic, please decrease use and only take one capsule a day. Call now and you will be given a full-size supply of Final Trim to use absolutely risk-free. Repeat, Final Trim is being given out to listeners on a strict first-come, first-served basis. Supplies are limited. Call 1-800-409-5432. 1-800-409-5432. That toll-free number again is 1-800-409-5432.
This is Mark of Free Talk Live. We've been witnessing a meltdown of the economic engine that powers our country. With a printing press tethered to Washington bureaucrats and New York central bankers, how can we trust paper money? For years, I've been buying gold and silver from Midas Resources, and you should too. Call 877-357-9938 for a free book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, or go to gold.freetalklive.com. Again, 877-357-9938. 877-357-9938.
Farmers keep livestock lean and healthy with a mineral-rich diet. Then, before market, they cut off minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains. If weight control is this easy, why prescribe surgery for humans? Introducing Youngevity. You could avoid 900 diseases by getting 90 essential nutrients from Youngevity. Check out 90 for Life at 2beyoungagain.com or call 855-79-YOUNG. That's 855-79-YOUNG or 2beyoungagain.com. Youngevity. It's all about saving money, getting healthy, and creating wealth.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Free Talk Live here to take your calls about whatever's on your mind. You don't have to talk about the social contract nonsense to get on the air with us. Also discussing the aura of legitimacy that the government people are so concerned about protecting. That's one of the reasons why activists like Derek J. and myself, who sort of openly challenge the system in a lot of different ways, civil disobedience, non-cooperation. That's very threatening to the authority of the people calling themselves the state, and that's why that, you know, we'll get punished a lot harsher in some cases than even certain violent criminals will. The toll-free number tonight, 855-450-FREE. Join us on Skype. Skype username is lrn.fm. My Magic Mud, what is it?
It is a tooth polishing powder. It's basically you can use it in lieu of toothpaste. Now, I don't use it every application by any stretch, and the instructions don't require you to. It is about 150 applications for about $25 per little jar, or tub, or whatever you want to call it. And it does a great job of polishing your teeth, removing stains, grabbing that bacteria, pulling it out of there. My mouth has never felt as clean as it does with My Magic Mud. Derek,
I've been using it.
Yep.
Looking good.
Yep. Teeth look great. As a matter of fact, you can go to see what biological dentist Dr. Griffin Cole has to say about it, as he explains a lot of the benefits of My Magic Mud at MyMagicMud.com. It also reverses sensitivity in many people who have sensitive teeth and pain that you might be dealing with. It doesn't have a taste if you're sensitive to taste. It was created by Jessica Armand, and she's a liberty-loving homeschool mother of three. It's a great product. I'm never going to be without it again. It's awesome. MyMagicMud.com.
All right, so let's continue here. We were talking about the aura of legitimacy and how important it is to the state to protect this thing. The social contract's kind of tied in here as well, the idea that this is somehow legitimate, where they get to make up all the rules and you have to follow them or else you'll get thrown in a cage or possibly shot or worse. And one of the things that they are so effective at, and one of the reasons why their legitimacy is so firm, is they've been at it for a long time. I mean, this whole state thing is an idea that's been around for many hundreds of years. And in the case of the United States, that particular idea of the state has been around for a couple hundred plus years at this point. And so they've got a lot of time on their side. And so when we, the activist types, go out there and challenge people's preconceived notions about what the state is and, you know, what is really happening, for instance, just look at parking enforcement, the common objection is that it's all starting from zero, that me going out there and following around a parking enforcer and putting coins in the meters and then the parking enforcer getting upset about it and freaking out as she recently did on a video, and then we can play that here in a little bit if we get a chance. But the parking enforcer flipping out, they look at the parking enforcer and they empathize with her and they say, sure. They say to themselves, well, gosh, if I was at my job and there was some guy following me around with a video camera asking me questions, I wouldn't like that very much. And
yeah,
so,
what a jerk.
Right, so I can understand this person is thinking, I can totally empathize with this woman and why she's feeling that way. She's just there doing her job. She's just trying to make a living. She's making an honest living. She's just doing her job.
Yeah, and shouldn't you be following the golden rule by treating others the way they want to be? You would want to be treated? You wouldn't want to be treated that way. You wouldn't want to be followed around with a video camera and harassed.
Indeed. So their perspective all starts from, like, as though everything is just fine normally. They don't see the parking enforcer as being a enforcer, as mm-hmm. being somebody whose job it is to go around and threaten people. They don't see the tickets as a threat. Even though many people feel terribly when they receive one.
Right, and these tickets, I think that's the biggest thing that, they call them fines. They're associated with having done something bad or mm-hmm. wrong. But these are the people that are doing the bad, wrong thing.
If these meaning the parking enforcers?
Indeed, if there's two empty spaces on either side of you,
mm-hmm.
suggesting the parking, the reason that they claim this whole parking thing's there is to make sure that there's enough spaces for everybody, and B, keeping the people that live on Main Street from parking where they shouldn't be parking, mm-hmm. which essentially is then again trying to keep the spaces open for people. And if you're wanting that, then why would you incentivize somebody from parking downtown by giving them a ticket when there's two spaces on either side of them?
Because it's revenue.
I
thought it was revealing in the video that the young lady who stands up for the parking enforcer says she's just doing her job to you, and you point out that her job is stealing cars from people, and she gets really confused at that. Like,
ultimately,
what?
That's what. And I probably could have better communicated in that case, but you know, I'm literally.
But you had to be brief,
right? I'm literally running, trying to fill meters, and also trying to record at the same time. So the videography isn't the greatest in this particular video. It's hard to do all of those things at once.
Yeah, but I thought it was great that you at least pointed that out, because it made her think, you know, she was just taking the parking enforcer's side, not really thinking about the issue. But then when it was brought up that this person steals cars, like, oh, yeah, maybe that is wrong.
It's sort of like how we were talking about the other day about 9/11 and how a lot of Americans believe that it all began on 9/11, that there was nothing that precipitated the attacks that happened on 9/11, that it, oh, well, wait, they don't even know about the U.S. government's meddling in Middle Eastern countries for decades prior to that. Like, that wasn't a factor. It's just
they never heard of the Iranian passenger jet that was shot down by U.S. Warships without an apology, mind you, where hundreds of people were killed by the United States government, hundreds of innocent civilians killed in like 1989 or 1987 or 88 or something like that, and no apology was issued. I wonder if there's any animosity from the Iranian people over that.
So it's kind of similar to this viewpoint that some people have about parking enforcement or the police or whatever. I'm only using parking enforcement because it's recent and it's fresh, it's happened here. But the idea being that, oh, well, our perspective here on Free Talk Live is that the government doesn't legitimately own anything, and I don't want to put words in you guys' mouth, so please, you know, correct me if I'm not speaking for you in this case, but a thief cannot own the bicycle that he steals.
Right. I think that governments can own things. I would, however, claim that a government that takes things by force is a thief, and thieves don't legitimately own the things that they own.
So what you're talking about, Mark, is a theoretical future government you'd like to see that doesn't use coercive force.
I don't know
people.
That it's necessarily futuristic. I think that insurance companies...
It doesn't exist today, though.
I think insurance companies could be called government agencies because they govern, they create a relationship that they then govern over.
Huh. I like that. That's interesting.
I think that we do have voluntary governments that protect us in many ways that the government doesn't. And watch out, by the way, they don't like it when somebody else claims to protect you, so they're liable to take that over and nationalize it all.
Right. Okay. So I guess I should use the term the state. Then for this conversation, right? Because the state, as we know it, has always used violence to attain its ends. And
well, I'm curious why that point isn't driven home more often. Everybody knows that the state didn't acquire its property justly.
You know, I don't know if they know that.
Everybody knows about the Pilgrims and the Indians and, you know, the smallpox blankets.
I don't think they care.
Everybody knows that the North American land was not acquired justly.
That
it was
may
not
be
a
true.
Fair trade.
But they don't care about it. They assume that it's legitimate now that as many years have gone past.
Well, why? Because time has passed?
Yeah.
So that's a reason?
That's what I'm saying. The state has time on its side.
It's
and they
baloney.
Have, they have decades of obedience and
yes,
decades
it does.
And generations upon generations of obedience. And so that's what they're going on here. So when we point out the illegitimacy and the wrongfulness of the enforcement division and what they're doing and stealing and threatening people, they just see it as legitimate. Their viewpoint is, well, you broke the rules. If you didn't want your car stolen, you should have paid the fee. You should have paid for the ticket. Doesn't matter if they're stealing poor people's cars, single mothers. It doesn't matter.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you, too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, danpilla.com.
We've been patiently waiting. Waiting while you tried to ignore us. Waiting while you acted like we didn't exist. Waiting for our chance to be taken seriously. The wait is over. GCN is available 24/7 at GCNlive.com. Navigate through news from your favorite host and download archives of past shows. Download the app on your smartphone or tablet or visit GCNlive.com for instant access and live streaming. GCNlive.com. The future of talk radio. Now at your fingertips.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey Guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey Guy.
Summertime is save big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know summer is the time to stock up at HerbalHealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for summer specials, including all sizes of colloidal silver, colloidal minerals, and intestinal freedom on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, and Metabolic Complex and Pro-Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite Intestinal Freedom and Wormwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for summer at HerbalHealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to HerbalHealer.com and look for summer specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. We're here to take your phone calls if you dial in toll-free and join us. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Join us via Skype as well. Our Skype username is lrn.fm. Your comments are welcome, whether it's about the supposed social contract, the legitimacy of government, whether or not, you know, what they have was acquired legitimately, and so therefore do they have legitimate control over it? Say, like, for instance, the parking spaces in downtown, wherever you happen to live. By the way, if you need focus and are feeling fatigued and trying to get that extra edge when it counts, look into modafinil from modup.net. Studies show 1 in 5 students are using this cognitive enhancer, offering multiple benefits, including a double-digit increase in short-term memory, fighting off fatigue, and greater focus overall, so you can get things done. Businessmen around the world are talking about modafinil from modup.net and how it's making the difference in their work and giving them the critical edge they need. At modup.net, they make it affordable for you to take advantage of the benefits of modafinil by being 80 to 85% lower in price than the brand name, but don't mistake low prices for inferior quality. They ensure that purity and potency are consistent to that of the branded version. Now remember, and this is important, Free Talk Live is an international radio show and modup.net ships worldwide. It's your responsibility to know if local prescription requirements and laws apply. ModUp.net, by the way, gives you a great discount if you pay with Bitcoin. They've already got great prices, but you lop off another 33% when you pay with Bitcoin at ModUp.net, M-O-D-U-P.net. Use code FTL on top of that, and you'll get 10 free tablets with your order. So don't forget code FTL for world-class service at a great price for modafinil. It's ModUp, M-O-D-U-P, ModUp.net. As we go to the phones here, Chris is listening in Florida to LRN.FM. Hey, Chris.
Hey, how's it going?
What's on your mind tonight?
Oh, I just wanted to carry over from what you guys were previously discussing before a commercial break. And
sure.
And elaborating on that a little bit, as far as like whenever we came over and we stole the land from the actual Indians over here.
Prior now, to I, that, for one, was had... not stealing land from Indians, and I don't know if you were.
I wasn't.
Okay.
But anyways, prior
some
to
people,
that...
Some people yeah. stole land from Indians.
Yeah, well, it was the wealthy aristocrats that came over here for the king to rape and pillage the land, you know.
Right.
But anyways, prior to England coming over here, they had a king. And whenever they actually forced him by force, you know, either you sign this Magna Carta or you die, that's how our legal system actually got founded, was by straight up force. And
really, yeah. I didn't know that about the Magna Carta. It was signed under duress.
Oh yeah. Mm-hmm.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah.
Please, this guy had the rule of the God told him he was in charge.
Yeah, yeah. You know, and the way that I look at it is, you know, you got the king, right? You know, and you know, it only follows one guy, you know, the entire time. But the rest of the family, they are just as wealthy as they are. And my thoughts are is the...
On the radio, thanks for the call. Appreciate hearing from you. I understand that he was pretty, you know, interested in the topic and passionate about it and said that the family said this was BS, but I don't know where else he was going to go with that statement. It's a shame, too. Got to remember, you're calling a radio show. I understand you're listening online, but we're doing talk radio, and we're on dozens of radio stations, over 160 total across the entire week. And unfortunately, that means we've got to play ball by the FCC's rules. I don't like it, but that's the way it is.
Yeah, but it sounds like he was saying that under kingdoms, the people who live under the kingdom don't pay as much attention to the royal families as they do the king.
And yet they have just as much power.
Yeah, they've got influence. They're doing stuff behind the scenes. They're shady.
So share your thoughts without saying S or F, and we'll keep you on the air. Toll-free number, 855-450-FREE.
Well, I think that the whole the government stole the land thing can be useful in a conversation about freedom, but I don't think it's the end-all, be-all of a conversation about freedom. I was reading today, and I can't remember precisely what it is, but our listeners were telling me about this. Apparently, there's some kind of French colony up near New Brunswick, near... Nova Scotia.
Ooh,
and
yeah.
It's like St. Pierre, I think, or something like that.
I saw that conversation. It was on the Amplifier group, wasn't it?
Yeah. And it's what, you know, when I was reading about this island, although it did have Aboriginal people in it, at one point, they weren't there when, you know, the French might have landed. Now, this place, St. Pierre or wherever, I'm trying to look it up as I...
St. Pierre and McKellen?
Yeah, that sounds right. Thanks for thanks for covering that for me, as I couldn't remember exactly. There was nobody there. Now, France lays claim to this, and there was a lot of battling back and forth between England and France. You can imagine England didn't like, you know, this tiny little piece of France sitting off of its coast of Canada, right? And obviously, you know, Quebec was lost to them, but France kept that.
And that.
You got to ask yourself, it's not like it was, you know, nobody was there. Is it legitimately the French government's?
Well, no, because the government exists based on coercion in the first place. Every dollar a government has, for the most part, unless we're talking about them being donated something by someone, for the most part was gained under coercive force.
So you're saying that the bullets that they defended that piece of land with it from another government at some point, since the money for those bullets was stolen, that therefore that land isn't theirs?
I don't believe the government or the state or whatever you want to call them, I don't believe the state owns anything legitimately at all, ever, because they've always been using force on people and using the threat of violence against people.
Now, consider for a second that you're talking about, say, a homeowners association with a condominium. They may have the democratic system to solve problems, right? 51% of people in this homeowners association say no garden gnomes, and then there's no garden gnomes, right? Like, that's a decision that they made, the decision that you opted into to some extent. If you, for instance, owned a piece of property that was, given to you by your parents, you'd still be obligated to the rules of the homeowners association. Mm. So you may not have actually bought in so much as you inherited in, and you'd still be able to.
You could always sell the property.
Yeah, you can always move, Mama Jamma. Mm-hmm. You can move to a place where they do things differently. Of course, on this planet, they don't do things differently. Just about everybody has the state, which is a group of people that tell you what to do. There may be different ways of choosing that state, but it's all pretty much the same. But do you understand? Like,
so back to the island point. Okay, if a bunch of guys go and steal money and pillage and rape, and they take the spoils of the war, and then they go and buy a plot of land with that stolen money, then no, the plot of land is not owned legitimately. No. If they go to the island with a boat and they sink a flag into the island, if the boat was paid for by stolen money, then no, it was not legitimate.
But, okay, so let me argue against that too. How long of a period of time after the land was stolen does it become theirs? Does
Never.
It not become theirs? Okay.
Never. Right now,
do you understand the land that you
own not legitimately own those parking spaces.
I hear what you're saying, and it's not that I disagree or agree, but I don't think that you have a very good argument, and here's the reason. Because, this land right here, what about the Micmacs? What about the Abenaki? What about the Iroquois? Don't some of them have a claim to this land? How come you can claim the land upon which you have your house and studio is yours when at some point or another it belonged to, it was the hunting range?
I think Derek already answered that question. That is that I purchase it without the use of violence.
I purchased it from somebody who didn't own it because it was stolen.
Well, at some point, somebody has to own something, right?
Okay, so let's say for a second, everybody on this island of, what is it, St. Pierre?
It's St. Pierre and Malakin.
Okay.
McKellen.
Okay, so everybody, they take a vote, and they say, all right, we want to stay with France.
Mm-hmm.
At that point, does all the land become theirs?
Was it a unanimous vote?
This has to be unanimous now?
Well, yeah, consent matters.
But you can leave.
I don't understand your point.
Well, we had just talked about, housing, homeowners associations, and you said you can leave if you don't like the rules.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I'm asking, is it legitimate if they vote to stay with France? Because essentially every day they do.
There's more coming up here in moments. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. It's Free Talk Live. What's your answer?
Radio is the most personal of mediums. I exist right now in your head. If you listen to Free Talk Live regularly, you know me. Free Talk Live is on more than 160 radio stations around the U.S. and has been downloaded on every continent around the world. Hundreds of thousands of listeners with ad packages from $600 a month to $6,000 a month. Imagine what we can do for your business, project, website, or idea. Email me, mark@freetalklive.com.
DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronics, photo, cell phone, office products, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supplies, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Shop.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, get a great deal, and a portion of your purchase goes to benefit Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon via shop.freetalklive.com.
My name's Bruno. I'm 52 years old. I've tried different protein powders over the years, and they've all tasted pretty bad. I tried One World Whey and found it to be delicious. After 10 weeks on One World Whey, my wife commented, "You have more muscles and you're leaner than when you were 20 years old. My body has changed dramatically." I'm a cyclist. Normally I'll ride 2 days on and take 2 days off. After being on One World Whey, I rode 10 days in a row in over 100 degree heat. And then I take another 2 servings of One World Whey and then work out at the gym for another hour and a half. I just couldn't believe these results. My normal muscle tightness and soreness after working out are virtually gone. Don't take my word for it. One World Whey comes in single serving. Just give it a try.
One World Whey is derived from Amish grass-pastured cows and is newly reformulated to be higher in protein. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Hi, my name is DeRay, suffering from migraines, having Botox injections in my head and neck to alleviate pain, costing $1,500 out of my pocket. I discovered Dr. Ortman and Gentle Touch Chiropractic Adjustment called NUCA. I'm migraine-free since my first adjustment. Thanks for giving me my life back, Dr. Ortman. I wish they prescribed you instead of Botox.
Thanks, DeRay. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the solution. We designed a nutritional supplement program the body can handle and actually absorb, providing nutrients targeting the problem area. Between NUCA and nutrition, we will have you on the road to a faster and more permanent recovery. Look us up on the web at drwortman.com or call 952-303-9124. Let us help you feel better faster. Wellspring Spinal Care at 952-303-9124. Again, that's 952-303-9124. Or on the web at drortman.com.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you, proflowers.com is the key. Proflowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, Proflowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com, click the blue microphone in the top right corner, and enter code PLOW. That's proflowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Talk Live here. We'll take your calls. 855-450-FREE. Joining you tonight is Ian.
Derek J.
And Mark.
That toll-free number again is 855-450-3733. You can join us online. Go to freetalklive.com and enjoy the features there. If you like the show, then please support Free Talk Live by becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier at amp.freetalklive.com. It will cost you all of $5 a month, and you get perks like access to the amp-only call-in lines, the amp-only podcast, the amp-only Facebook group, which is where that discussion about the apparently little pieces of France, actually in North America, a couple different islands, was it? Were they islands, both of them?
Yeah, they're islands off the coast of
British Columbia.
Yeah, New Brunswick.
Yeah, so I learned something
British
new.
British Columbia.
That's what they say in the chat room.
I don't think so. I think it's on the other side of the continent.
Oh, okay. St. Pierre and Miquelon.
So that was being discussed in the AMP Facebook group. And you could be a part of that. Just join the AMP program at amp.freetalklive.com. That's amp.freetalklive.com. You can use any major credit card through PayPal or use Visa or MasterCard right there on the AMP site. And you get all those perks. And it helps us, too, because we take that $5 in and invest it into the show, getting on more radio stations around the country and bringing more listeners to the ideas of freedom, which sometimes we're not really too sure about. Like the discussion we're having here tonight about when does property become legitimately owned if it was illegitimately owned or stolen or people were killed over it or something like that in the past. And it's tough to really answer that question.
No, I figured it out. Okay, I've got it. So if my land that I currently own was once owned by Iroquois Indian or something, let's say, and ancestors, someone along the line stole it and it was illegitimately acquired, but I consider myself to legitimately own it now. So I have to, in order to make that claim and be serious about it, I have to open up my property to those Iroquois Indian or whoever originally owned the property and say, it's yours.
If
come
they
and
were
take
still
it.
Around to
come
take
and
it.
Take it, or the ancestors of the Iroquois. If
now, why would
still
the ancestors
around.
Have a legitimate claim to it?
Well, because presumably it would still be theirs. It would be just passed along the ages. So I extend an open invitation to inhabit my property now. And if it's not taken up, if they, in other words, if they say no thanks, we'll pass, Now I can finally say, yes, I legitimately own this, and from here on out, this is my property, and it's legitimately acquired. I can pass it along.
But how do you put
person.
Out
that?
How do you effectively put out notice to all of the Iroquois ancestors?
Smoke signals.
And how do they? How do you know that they're in fact Abenaki Indians? I'm not going to go with this Iroquois thing. Just not going to do that.
It? How do they prove their claim?
Yeah, how do they prove their claim? Title? At this point, there's no recognized Abenakis. They basically were wiped out. It's a bunch of white people that get together trying to get government aid.
Also, I don't think you guys were having this conversation on the air. There was a conversation going on during one of the breaks where Mark was talking about a prison story where a guy got a watch that you had at one time had, Mark, in the prison which you were in for a number of years. You had this watch. It got lost. All of a sudden, it showed up on another guy. You confronted him about
it. Yeah, hey, what's up with my watch?
He claimed he bought it legitimately from somebody else and claimed he didn't know it was stolen. Now, there's a criminal charge out there in a lot of jurisdictions called receiving stolen property. And in order to be convicted of receiving stolen property, you have to know that the property was stolen. Mm-hmm. Right? So if you didn't know that it was stolen, then it's a legitimate, from your perspective, it's a legitimate transaction. If the person tells you before you buy it, hey, this I got at the Five Finger Discount Store, or it fell off the back of a truck, or says something that indicates that it was stolen, then you should be aware that you shouldn't buy that piece of property because it's not actually legitimately for sale. It was stolen. So maybe you could make the argument, I'm not saying I'm real firm on this or anything, but maybe you could make the argument that in the case of the French Islands or the stolen land for the Indians, that the first person who bought it that didn't know that it was illegitimately acquired, the first person who acquired it that acquired it through what they believed to be a legitimate transaction, that maybe they are the new legitimate owner of it. Maybe.
I think that's the best we got.
I think it is.
This is why I don't like to have the conversation too much about, hey, look, the government doesn't have any legitimacy because it doesn't really own the land. It's better to ask questions than it is to make statements. So what you do is you ask a question. Are you claiming that the government owns all the land? Because I thought I owned my land. So you're saying I don't own my land? And then you put them in a position of explaining what land ownership is. And that's much more confusing. It's like, well, yes, the government, because people don't really know what they think about the government's ownership of land.
They've never really thought about
it. Right. They don't realize that, in fact, the government does own your land, and you just rent it.
Yeah,
because if you stop paying property taxes, they will take it from you. That's the position of a renter, not a position of an owner. And then they realize, oh, my goodness gracious, I am a serf. Because that's the definition of a serf. Okay?
Yeah, so, that's a great point. Asking questions is really powerful.
That's where you go. Also, then you can... Now, look. I'm not trying to destroy the social order here, but I do want to – I kind of am of the opinion that, you know, we progress, but that states are monopolies, and monopolies don't like progress. They never like progress because it takes power from them. Monopolies possess the power. Look, 200 or 300 years ago, people in New England didn't think that people of different religions could live near each other. They'd kill them. They'd torture them. They'd do all kinds of things. But now in New England, people of different religions do live near each other. Well, I would propose, and this is my humble proposition, is that people with different governments can live near each other. That governments are simply organizations that are there to protect you. And that I can have a different protection agency than the person across the street. That we don't need an organization that claims monopoly privilege over the use of violence in a given landmass in order to have protection.
Let's go to Justin. He's in Minneapolis listening via TuneIn. Hello, Justin.
Hi. Hey. Thank you for taking my call here.
Go ahead.
I was kind of addressing the property issue that you guys were just speaking about. While the ownership of the land itself may be in contention, and of course, any funds that the government may generate from taxes also in contention under the idea that they're taking them by force as well. But the premise that I'm going with is that the government contracted the road to be built and paid for that, so the parking spots that are on the said road would then be under their purview.
But the money that they paid for the roads was stolen.
Right. Barring that discussion stemming off in the 20-minute tirade that we just had about does anybody actually own anything, Just as you just said, you may not own it from the Iroquois or the other one, whichever you said it was, barring that being Stockholm syndrome or direct force paying all taxes in general, they contracted the roads. The person that built them may or may not be under the impression that that was stolen money due to lack of
knowledge. But the person who built the roads doesn't own the roads after the fact. It's still the people calling themselves the state who claim ownership over those roads. So the fact that, you know, if a criminal gang comes in and robs a bank and then goes out and hires, you know, uses the money that they got from the stolen money from the bank to build something, then it doesn't matter whether the builder thought that the money was acquired legitimately. The gang still has control over that thing. In this case, the parking spaces are still controlled by the gang. They've never changed hands into an owner that actually believes that they were legitimately purchased.
And I don't think that this is where on this, I don't think you're going to solve anything when it comes to messing with the meter maids other than getting people who want to mess with meter maids to move here. And that is a goal of yours. And so therefore, I think
it's, I just want people who are, you know, brave enough to stand up for what they believe in.
It's all fine. You're using it as a recruiting tool. And I think that's the fact is that, you know, these parking enforcers sign a contract that says, yes, I will be a parking enforcer and it's okay for people to, you know, cuss at me and stuff. Because this is the reality with their job. Now, none of you guys cuss at them, hopefully, but you do hold them accountable with cameras. So I don't think you really intend to see any big changes around parking in Keene, do you?
Oh, I'd like to see the parking enforcement bureaucracy go away entirely. And I thank you, Justin, for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you. Let's go to James in Arizona. You're on Free Talk Live, James.
Anybody that knows history, with the exception of people that are highly influenced by people that call themselves ministers, Derek J., there's no such thing as smallpox blankets. That's a war Churchillian lie. Just as anybody that knows their history knows Francis Bellamy was not a national socialist, and the Bellamy salute predated the German Workers' Party, let alone Hitler's rise to power, by 3 decades. Interesting. Yes, it's also the truth. Just like
I heard it was called the Roman salute, and it predates more than 3 decades. It's thousands of years old.
Right.
Bellamy borrowed it from the Romans,
and
I've pointed out before.
But don't respond to the fact, Derek J., that you said something that's a despicable lie. Just like the 1988 or 89 shooting down of an Iranian passenger liner has nothing to do with 15 a-holes from Saudi Arabia that were rich and highly educated and indoctrinated by
about that?
A
no
super.
Idea. Thanks for the call tonight. I think you might have been referring to maybe another show that you were on, maybe one of your shows.
I don't know.
He was talking about what I was talking about.
PeaceNewsNow.com.
He knows I won't speak to him.
See you tomorrow night.
Are you searching for your soulmate? Someone you can trust, who will never betray you, or cooperate with the NSA? Stop searching. With EasyDNS, you found a keeper. EasyDNS does it all. Domain names, web hosting, and managed WordPress hosting. EasyDNS stands up for your internet freedom, and with servers in Canada, they do not cooperate with the NSA. Go to EasyDNS.com. You'll love their services or get a full refund. They guarantee it. And they accept Bitcoin. That's EasyDNS.com.
A world without breast cancer is a world with more birthdays. And by signing up for the Making Strides Against Breast Cancer Walk, you will help us get there faster. Because you're helping the American Cancer Society make the greatest impact and save more lives in more communities through groundbreaking research and access to screenings for women who need them.
Walk in Making Strides Against Breast Cancer, because you can help us finish the fight. Sign up today at MakingStridesWalk.org.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes heart and body extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.